want to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission Swimming Pool Technical Advisory Committee meeting. First, I want to remind us of our teleconference participation process, which is very helpful if everybody mutes their phone, and if they're using the GoToMeeting app to mute your microphone, there's a little GoToMeeting control panel. If it's green, it's on. If it's red, it's off. It works better, but please don't put any phones on hold. Please wait till you're invited to speak. I'll make sure everybody gets their name on a list, and we'll get everybody have a chance to speak. Please state your name each time you speak, and those making motions should state their name for both the motion and the second. But in general, every time you speak, just say your name, so it makes it easier for everybody to follow and for us to get notes. That's the process. So let's first determine that we have a quorum. Commissioner Bass, do you know?
I'm here, Jeff.
Very good. Jordan Clarkson. Michael Garacio. Jim Lee Petre. John O'Connor. Mark Papps.
I'm here.
Bob Vincent.
Not sure.
I'm here.
John Whaler. Corky Williams. All right, I'm going to start again because we only have three and we need five. Jordan Clarkson. Michael Garacio. Jim Lee Petre. John O'Connor. John Whaler. Corky Williams.
Carrie Hebrink?
Yeah, I'm looking for tax members first. But we don't have a quorum. Chip, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Have you heard from any of the other folks or anybody?
Everybody was supposed to be on the line except for Jordan Clarkson.
My flight got canceled. I just logged on. It's Jordan Clarkson right here.
All right, good.
So everybody's supposed to be on.
All right. Have any TAC members joined the call? I need one more.
This is Mark Papps. Did you, I'm not sure if you're hearing me.
Yes, Mark, I had you. Who I have
very
is,
good, thank you.
Is Jim, Jordan, Mark, and Bob. We're looking for Michael, Jim, John, or Corky. Chip, maybe you could contact a couple folks. If we could, we need one more for sure.
To get all right, so we have Jim Batts.
We have Jim Batts, we have Jordan Clarkson, we have Mark Pabst, and we have Bob Vincent.
All righty.
If we can get anybody on.
I don't think Corky's a member anymore. I think Michael Garacio replaced him.
Yeah, Corky's been off about 2 years.
Okay. So we only have eight members then, correct?
Yes, correct.
Still takes five for a quorum, but okay.
Mr. Chairman, I just texted John Waller, and he said that he's on the line, but that you cannot hear him.
Okay, so if he's on the GoToMeeting, he needs to click his microphone to the on position. He's probably has it. It's always muted unless you unmute it. So the GoToMeeting control panel.
Hello, this is John Waller. Can you hear me?
Now we can. Yeah.
There you go, guys. Thank you so much.
All right. So that we have five of nine members. So has Michael?
Five, eight.
I'm sorry, eight. Yeah. For that very fast in correction. So we're looking for Michael, Jim, John O'Connor, and that's pretty much it. All right, we're going to start the meeting. We officially have a quorum. So today's agenda is to approve the minutes from the January 18th meeting and to provide the commission with your recommendations on the comments received to the draft rule for their April 7th meeting. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted?
This is Mark Papps. I make a motion to approve the agenda as posted.
John Waller, second.
Right, we have a motion to second. Paxton Waller. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous on a. We have five members present. Five to zero. All right. Are there any revisions or corrections to the posted January 18th, 2020 meeting minutes? If not, I'd ask for a motion to accept the minutes as posted.
Mark Papp's motion to accept the meetings as posted.
Do a second.
John Waller, second.
We have a motion and a second from Papp and Waller, respectively. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, let's move on to the substance of our meeting, which is to make recommendations on the four comments that were received. What I'll do is I'll introduce each one. I'll provide the proponent with up to 3 minutes. Ask members of the public if they wish to speak in support. It's sufficient to say I support it. If you want to say more, you're welcome to. If there are pros and cons, there'll be a 2-minute collective, one for the pro side and one for the con side rebuttal opportunity. Come back to the TAC. If TAC members want to ask questions, they should do so. Please wait till you're called on. I'll stack everybody's names in order. Then I'll ask if anybody wish to make a motion to recommend approval of the comment. There's a motion and a second. We'll vote it. If it gets a 67%, 2/3 vote, it'll be deemed a recommendation for approval. If it fails that threshold, it'll be an NAR. If no one wants to make a motion, it will also be an NAR, and the commission will get that feedback for their rule hearing on February 11th. Anybody have any questions on the process? All right, without further ado, I'm going to start. You'll have your comment sheet called Swimming Pool Technical Advisory. There's four comments, three exclusive to the pool, and one the electrical tack will take up tomorrow as well. So first is a swimming pool comment, number one, by Mr. Bob Vincent. What's that? By Mr. Bob Vincent of the Florida Department of Health. And I believe this has three parts. So Bob, I'm not sure, do we want to take them each separately for the vote? So how do you want to handle it?
Either way, doesn't matter. We can do the three things pretty quickly.
All right. I mean, we could do them all at once if it seems pretty pro forma. Want to try it that way? And if it turns problematic, we can turn around and punt.
We could do that. I wanted to state for the record that on the third one, the swimming pool definition is not quite what's in the building code.
Tell you what, Bob, let's just go ahead and do one. Let's just do them separately. It'd be easier. Let's start with comment number one. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, that was something that was left out in the early draft, so the highlighted information should have been included.
Okay.
Hey, this is Wilmer Donnie. I think the language is in, and if you want to, you can just do no action. It's really... it's in the draft, so I'm just wanna. Whether you wanna vote it in, it's fine, but it's already there.
So Mo, you're saying that the language that Bob's saying is missing already is in the draft, and we don't need to do anything.
You can do no action in this one. It's fine.
Are you comfortable with that, Vince, Bob?
Yes, I am.
All right, TAC members, would you agree no action is needed? It's already in the code. Just say yes.
Yes.
All right, no action in code. All right, Bob, let's do comment number two.
So that one was a change in the actual building code that passed a month ago, and it conflicts with a section of the DOH code where we would specify lifeguards and where we would specify attendance. So I added the highlighted section there so that we could still have authority over lifeguards or operations, and it wouldn't conflict with the code. Hope that's good with everybody.
Okay. Anybody wish to speak in support from the public?
FSBA will support this.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Dallas Teason for FSBA.
Very good. Anybody else? All right. Does anybody wish to speak in opposition? All right. Then I'm going to go to the TAC. Is there a motion to recommend approval on this language?
PAPST recommendation to approve.
Waller, second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Unanimous on a 5-0 vote. Excuse me. And the third comment, Bob, go ahead.
If I meant for this definition to replace the existing definition and I missed some underlining, what I've written there is what it should be to allow for both the statute's definitions for swimming pools to be condensed into the one definition for swimming pool. We have two types of pools. We have residential and we have public. The residential is defined in 515. The commercial or public is defined in 514. And the swimming pool in the past was really just dealing with private pools. So it had this depth limitation. But what this does is add back in the two references for residential pools and public pools, 514 and 515.
Okay.
So I would like that adopted.
Very good. Anybody from the public wish to speak in support?
Dallas Teason, FSBA. FSBA can support.
Very good. Anybody else? All right. Anybody wish to speak in opposition? All right. Seeing none, I'm going to go to the TAC. Is there a motion to recommend approval on this comment?
PAPS recommend approval.
Waller, second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 The opposed, it's also unanimous on a 5-0 vote. And one thing I neglected to do in the waiting up for a quorum is to identify our staff, which is, you know, Tom Campbell, Mo Madani, Justin Bogle, Jim Hammers, Arlita Peters, Chris Howell, and Chip Sellers, and on the line. So sorry about that. Okay, it's a little easier when we're face to face, but that's how it works. Let's go to our second comment. This is comment number two, which you'll find on page four of your document, which was submitted by Swimming Pool by Florida Swimming Pool Association by Dallas Thyssen. Dallas, go ahead.
Yeah, these are the sections that came back after the last TAC meeting. There was some disagreement in the room. The TAC gave us an NAR and said, go try and work this out. So that's what we did. This was a combination effort between FSPA, Department of Health, and Mike Weinbaum, a couple of proponents on these modifications. We can take all three together. We can take all three separately, but they'll kind of work together. For the sizing comment, that took a bit of just the rearranging the clauses that were already there to ensure that there was a clear order of operations for how bathing loads were calculated. And then there was an added piece of language at the end to add a requirement for automated controllers where the turnover rate is less than 3 hours, since the new calculation could potentially allow for a faster turnover rate. And that this is the compromise that was ended up with to make this work for everybody and work in a safe manner for pools.
All right. Why don't we go ahead and just do them all together as one comment?
Okay. That sounds good to me. Then we also addressed filter performance areas and plunge pools. These changes were made to make sure that we can ensure safety and needs to update and be able to update the code based on the modifications that were adopted by the commission in August. Is there any questions that I can answer on these?
Okay, so let's go ahead and see if anybody else in the public wishes to comment and support. Anybody wish to speak in favor?
Carrie Hebring, Florida Swimming Pool Association supports.
Okay. Anybody else?
Joe Belcher. Joe Belcher, FHVA supports.
Very good. Anybody else? All right, does anybody wish to speak in opposition? All right, having no opposition, I'm going to go back to the TAC. Does the TAC member either have any questions or do you wish to make a motion to recommend approval on the code change?
DOH is in favor of these changes because we did work out all the details. It was kind of some difficult changes to make, but these are much clearer now and acceptable to DOH.
That's good to hear. How about a motion?
Sure. I move that they be accepted by the TAC.
All right. Bob Vinson, the motion. Is there a second? Need a second?
App second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Unanimous on a 5-0 vote. All right, let's go to comment number 3, found on page 6 of the file, submitted by Pool and Hot Tub Alliance, Jennifer Hatfield. Jennifer?
Yes, good afternoon. Do you guys hear me okay?
We can hear you.
All right, thank you. All right, well, this is from the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance, our recreational water quality committee, and who I have the chairman and former Pool TAC member Ken Gregory as well on the call if you have any questions about this. But basically, when we were reviewing what came out of the post-February 11th workshop documents, we think we found what was an unintended error in 1.9.8.6.3. We believe that the intention was to have the UV first, followed by the chemicals and disinfectant, which is what you're doing in point one, which is why I put that there. So please understand the point one section is not, we're not offering any additional changes. It's just showing what you did in February, it's your January TAC meeting, where you have the UV coming before the disinfectant. Whereas in point three, the first set of red, right now it's the opposite order, and we think that was a mistake, an unintended mistake. So all we're clearly doing in the very bottom red section is just switching that back. So again, you're going to have UV first, followed by the chemicals and disinfectant. Otherwise, if we do it the other order, you may not have sufficient residuals in the tank for the water feature, which could, you know, pose a health concern. So that's all we're trying to do is just fix what we think may have been an unintended error.
Okay. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in favor?
This is Dallas Thiessen with FSPA. FSPA supports.
Very good. Anybody else? All right. Does anybody wish to speak in opposition? Hearing none, I'm going to go back to the TAC. Is there a motion to recommend approval?
I'd like to say what we've got is another error created by this edit. We've said in the past that the NSF standard 50 certified UV disinfection unit is not adequate for these indirect filtrations, and that's what we've got in 6.3. That one needs to have the US EPA validated UV disinfectant unit, and that's been struck from that 6.3 section. That's not going to get it. That's not going to kill all the cryptosporidium in there. This is a mistake to do this.
Okay. Other TAC members?
Perhaps that would be in concurrence.
With what Bob Vinson said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other TAC members have any comments? Okay, Jennifer, you wanted to make an additional comment. I'll allow it. Go ahead.
thank you. Well, I was hoping to suggest, is there a way to address Mr. Vincent's issue, but also still fix the order? Because I think the order was the concern, and we took the NSF 50 language from what's in point one. I'm not sure if Dr. Lorino, who is working with me on this issue, is able to comment further, if you could give him a chance.
Jim Batts, do you want to do that?
Yes, I'd like to allow that, please.
Okay. Before you do, though, Mo, if you want to intervene here, that's fine. But I was just going to say, as far as actually fixing it, the way that it's probably best is if that could be worked out like in the next day or two, and you can send the comments, the revised draft with, you know, the blessing of all the stakeholders, to Mo and to the TAC, and then that could be posted for the commission to make the change at the April meeting, as opposed to trying to actually do it here. It should be worked out in language, posted to the website. That would be the best approach, especially if you could get it done, you know, in the next day or two, so we could get it up. Go ahead, though.
This is Mamadani. I think, you know, if you recall, this was discussed heavily in February 11, and the language was changed at that time. And yes, you know, if you guys want to change it again, or, you know, you want to modify what's being proposed here, yeah, it'll be best to do it, as Jeff said, before the upcoming workshop and have a more clear understanding to it. So, thank you.
And I would just like to highlight, and not to bring the language to the workshop, but to have it posted on the web 7 days in advance of the workshop so that the commissioners and all the public have a chance to look at it. So that's something a couple of other folks have agreed to do on a couple of other ones, so that would be your best approach for success. But if the person who wants to speak, Jennifer, I didn't catch the name, but go ahead.
Good afternoon, Joe Lorino. The comment is not really, we actually support Bob here. We took the language from actually 6-1, and it was the order that was our own concern that was different in actually 6-3, but we would just suggest that whatever changes are made in 6-3 should also be made in section 6-1.
Okay, so it sounds like an easy fix. So if somebody, you know, Jen, if you could be responsible for making the, you know, the order is the prime thing, but correcting what Department of Health has pointed out, fix that language, make sure Bob agrees with it, send it to Mo, send it to the swimming pool TAC. Yeah. And then Mo can have it posted to the website in plenty of time for the commission to have that comment at their disposal at the meeting.
Sounds like
you could.
Go ahead.
If you wanted to do it today, this is Bob. You could just, in the section that is underlined there, you could strike the words NSF Standard 50 certified and put in there validated. That's all you need.
Well, if that's something you guys are willing to do, that's great. We would support that. But as what Dr. Lorino said, I think that you have to do that as well in point one, right? Because we took the language directly.
No. You don't want to do that in one. One is is where we're allowing the lesser UV device. The more important one is 6-3. It needs the stronger UV device because that water is indirectly filtered. In 6-1, the water is directly filtered, so that can have a lesser device. That's what we're talking about with the UV. These are two different devices. One's 20 grand, one's 10 grand.
Okay, can I just say, and thank you, Jeff and others, for letting me just, so we all we're doing would be is striking NSF Standard 50 certified and say validated instead, right? If you all are willing to do that today, it would definitely make my life.
Well, it would actually say validated UF disinfectant.
It doesn't read any. This is Mom and Donnie. You cannot, it says treated by, are you talking about, you know, you're removing NSF Standard 50 certified, so tested and validated?
It put the word validated in there between treated by A and UV disinfection. So a validated one is referenced earlier as a US EPA validated UV disinfection unit. Yeah, so that's right.
So treated by a validated UV disinfection.
Yes, that's all we need. And then our order of how you do it is written in there, and then we're back to where we should be.
I don't have any problem of fixing this. You're sure, no problem.
All right, going back to the TAC, would anybody like to make a motion to approve this as amended with the striking of NSF Standard 50 certified and replace it treated by a validated UV disinfectant?
Jeff Batts will make the motion, as you just stated.
Commissioner Batts?
Papp second.
Any further discussion on the amended action? All in favor of the action as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay. Then let's move on to our last comment, which is comment number 4, found on page 7 in the document submitted by John Hall of Miami-Dade County. The electrical tech will also take this up tomorrow. John, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
Very good,
thank
John.
You.
Go ahead. You're welcome.
This is a relatively minor change. At the end of the section, it stated to be approved by UL or NSF. And we changed the language there just to reflect that it's not those organizations that do the approval. The approval is by the authority having jurisdiction, the building official. So we've recommended altering it to say listed by a nationally recognized testing laboratory. That's in order to not be choosing which lab can do the work. OSHA is the one that certifies those laboratories, and this just clears it up a little bit. We still have the same entities, more than likely, that doing the evaluation and the listing. We're just not saying that they're the only ones that can.
Right. Yeah. And then the other one, of course, was the changing it from the installation instructions instead of specifications at the top.
Yeah,
that
that's
for last minute.
That's correct. Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in favor?
Dallas Teets and FSPA. FSPA support.
Very good. Anybody else?
Brian Ho, NEMA Codes the Standard, speaking in support. I like the changes that are made here. I think it aligns nicely with the National Electrical Code. We also have section 454.1.4.1 and the subsection just above this 2.3 that tells us to comply with the National Electrical Code with these rules. And 680.4 of the 2017 NEC is going to tell us that equipment and the products associated with swimming pools have to be listed. And that, of course, would be with the nationally recognized testing laboratory. So I think this is all good language.
All right, very good. Anybody else wish to speak in favor?
As a DOH representative, we like it too.
That's always good to hear. Anybody wish to speak in opposition? Seeing none, I'm going to come to the TAC. Is there a motion to recommend approval of the change?
Recommend approval.
All right. Who makes the second?
Second.
Vincent, any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. It's unanimous. Okay. Is there anybody else that has any comments they need to make? If not, I'll conduct a second roll call and I'll ask Commissioner Batts to adjourn us just by standing. And adjourn. Right, let's check our. Sorry. Nope. All right, Commissioner Batts, you still on?
Sure. I'm still here, Jeff. Still here.
All right. Jordan Clarkson, you still on?
Clarkson, still on?
Very good.
Very good.
Here.
All right. There's a lot of background noise. Mark Papps, you still on?
Here.
Vincent?
Yes.
John Whaler?
Whaler.
Good. All right, Mr. Batts, would you adjourn us?
Yes, if there's no further business before the swimming pool TAC, call this meeting adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jeff.